You're listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, professional engineer, professional futurist, and sometimes occasional sessional instructor of future studies at Simon Fraser University. And this is a weekly show that looks at future trends and issues and important items that affect your daily life and will be affecting your life into the future. Welcome to the show. Hello to all my listeners of Future Talk. I'd like to remind my listeners that, as I said many, many shows ago, that the purpose of future studies is not to predict the future. It is to look at trends and look at possible futures that will result if those trends continue. However, there's just too many chaotic situations where there's so many parameters that will affect the outcome of the future that it's not wise to try and predict an exact future. However, what is useful about future studies is getting people to invent their own futures. So, for example, Bill Gates visualized a future where there was a computer on every desk. And this was at a time when computers filled entire rooms. But he had a vision for when computers would be small enough to fit on a single desk and that his software would be on every computer, on every desk. So he went ahead and invented his own future. Many other brilliant people have invented their own futures. And the reason I read relevant books to my audience is to give you the tools necessary for each of you to invent your own futures. Today we're going to look at a really interesting book. It's called The Purpose Effect: Building Meaning in Yourself, Your Role, and Your Organization by Dan Poynton-Fracht, who's also the best-selling author of Flat Army, with a foreword by Nicopher Merchant. Foreword. Purpose is not a new idea. People have discussed the idea of purpose since the time of the ancient Greeks. In modern times, purpose has been discussed by the best. Peter Drucker wrote about the role of purpose in his book, Theory of the Business, back in the 1970s. Simon Sinek's book popularized it with his book, Start with Why. Martha Beck shared Finding Personal Purpose in her book, Finding Your Own North Star, while Rick Warren guided readers to discover it in their spiritual life and his bestseller, the book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Therefore, purpose isn't to any discipline, but you know what is new: expecting and hoping to be purposeful. We want purpose to apply to our lives, not as the decorative frosting on top of our lives, certainly nice to have, but instead the abundant yeast that creates growth. We want to live with a sense of purpose in our personal life, and then we want to bring our purpose to our work. And we want the organization for which we work to likewise be purposeful. We imagine that when this happens, we will benefit, our organization will benefit, and society will benefit. It's a big wish. So why do we keep talking about it? Because embodying your purpose in life, in work, and at work is hard to do. Of course, it's easy in theory, but then reality hits and all those nice intentions go out the window. But purpose matters more than ever, especially in business. Purpose has moved from, quote, nice to have, unquote, to a strategic business imperative. An organization's purpose is not simply the icing on the cake, but is the cake itself. It is core what matters. It is central to making a difference in society. For nearly 20 years, the marketplace has shown us that organizations once holding an advantage are either gone or on the verge of extinction. Experts have called this shift from the industrial era to the social era radical, even tectonic. Today, connected individuals can do what once only large, centralized organizations could do. Across every part of the value chain, connected people can create, build, ship, and compete with the largest of entities. But the key principle is connected humans. Some people hear the word connected and read it as platforms, suggesting that the technology is the central part. I can assure you that they are wrong. A great deal of management mindsets lead us in the wrong direction by discounting the value of team members with their inherently unique capabilities and potentials. Purpose, not platforms, is what enables all creative endeavors. Purpose is what empowers people to do great things, both in life and at work. Dan writes about, quote, the sweet spot, unquote, the axis on which talented people gather together to create value through an alignment between three types of purpose: personal, organizational, and role. This central argument is critical, something that successfully expands upon the works of others. Purpose brings out the best in people and the best people. Purpose is a better motivator than money. Money, while necessary, motivates neither the best people nor the best in people. Purpose does. When people know the purpose of an organization, they don't need to check in or get permission to take the next step. They can just do it, as Nike says. When the organization is demonstrating purpose, the likelihood of employees going above and beyond the call of duty greatly increases. When people share in purpose, they will bring their all to the group's efforts. When organizations stand for something, it brings coherence to everything and a real advantage to what they offer. Purpose can and does aid society. You know the purpose and the concept of purpose is important. Dan's book, The Purpose Effect, will help turn the concept into reality for you, your role, and your organization. Niloufer Merchant, 2015. Introduction. On the fifth floor of a nondescript Amsterdam building lies Fairphone. It is the world's first socially responsible and sustainable company to design, manufacture, and sell mobile phones. Like most companies, Fairphone aims to make a profit. But less common is that the company refuses to do so at the expense of its purpose. As its name suggests, Fairphone operates on the principle that a philosophy of fairness can inform its production and sales. Fairness, balance, and accountability to all stakeholders, including its employees, sit at the center of the organization's purpose. When I walked into Fairphone headquarters, employees were busy coding, engaging one another in conversation, talking on their phones, and making tea in an open-plan office. The scene reminded me of many other high-tech startup firms that I've visited in the past. It reminded me of places I've worked at, too. Whiteboards were chock-full of ideas and various scribbles. The hum of activity was palatable. There were huddles of people working together. Plates of pastries were scattered across the kitchen bar. However, people were not working at Fairphone for the free food or for the discounted bus passes. Bas van Abel is the founder and CEO of Fairphone. He is an individual who clearly wants to change the world. In particular, Bas sees the world needing to evolve from what he calls its, quote, perniculous and unsustainable ways, unquote. His perception is both reactive and inclusive. Quote, we are part of everything. None of us at Fairphone feels as though the financial system is connected to who we are. And as a result, we all need to collaboratively think differently and act differently as well, unquote. The we he refers to is not only Fairphone and its employees, but to society itself. Bass has built a business based on one simple point. We are all part of the ecosystem. As Haydn Shaughnessy argues in Shift, A User's Guide to the New Economy, it is organizations that participate in an ecosystem of interaction and innovation that will help achieve mutual gains. More importantly, the ecosystem way of thinking is the matter in which future generations may prosper. At Fairphone, society is part of the ecosystem. The core of the organization's purpose is to build a product that delivers value to all stakeholders and make up the entire ecosystem. As Bass claims, quote, Fairphone goes beyond being just a company, unquote. He firmly believes that Fairphone, and all organizations for that matter, are an important part of the change needed in today's model of economics. Fairphone's purpose is to manufacture mobile phones that are ethical. The phones are made from conflict-free minerals assembled by firms who also ensure fair wages for all the factory workers. The 40 employees who work directly at Fairphone in Amsterdam think of themselves as caretakers of the earth. They make a mobile phone, but do so ensuring that they keep the greater good of society in mind at all times. Operating as an independent social enterprise since the year 2013, Fairphone seeks to achieve a balance between its organizational purpose and the need for profit. Like any private company, Fairphone requires increased revenues and positive profit margins in order to not only to grow the business, but simply to stay in business. Everyone involved in Fairphone subscribes to the overarching purpose. Nevertheless, all have bills to pay as well. The company is unwilling, though, to allow for imbalance. Organizational purpose cannot be sacrificed in favor of a quest for profit. Interestingly, Fairphone decided at an early stage not to take on any investors or venture capitalists. Likewise, there are no plans for any capital-backed investment. Going the private investment route is a very short-sighted, Bass explains.
Our success is defined by creating impact with proportional growth. Purpose does not mean you're doing something special. It's the idealism of a more holistic view that isn't focused specifically on private gains. Bass believes the company will grow, but not at the expense of its organizational purpose to serve the ecosystem. He chose to start a business in the commercial space and the mobile phone industry specifically, mostly because he is someone who loves to learn. In fact, loving to learn is part of Bass's personal definition of purpose. We all have personal priorities and goals. Bass places tremendous amount of value in continuous learning, so much so that he considers it one of his personal priorities. Think of it as one of his core operating principles. If Bass is not learning, he is not fulfilled, and therefore he is not meeting his own personal sense of purpose. Starting the company Fairphone helped satisfy Bass's personal need to learn, and it cemented his quest to create a more sustainable mobile phone. For example, he teamed up with the United Nations in the Congo to learn how the company might source materials and minerals for the phone, for his phone, more ethically. This partnership has allowed him to learn and to continue fueling Fairphone's purpose. When he began working with local leaders in the Congo, he used this connection as a way to acquire knowledge about the local working conditions, as well as how materials were being sourced by suppliers of the iPhone and other Android devices. In order to improve Fairphone's procurement and production processes, Bass's experiences with Fairphone have given him further insights into the value of purpose and the efficacy of new practices. The only way a purpose with profit model will work is if everyone believes in it. How can you create a new model of economics of thinking to achieve a profit without purpose? All the time at Fairphone, we're trying to show that purpose can balance with profit. Mistakes certainly are made at Fairphone, but we don't think binary. It's not people. Rather, it's the systems of stock exchanges and financial models that are the problem. It is a long-term view that we take. The better question is, how can we challenge the status quo? And that's what Fairphone keeps doing. He concludes our discussion with an expansive observation. Quote, "The purpose of Fairphone goes far beyond being just a company. All of us at Fairphone are looking at the world in a very different way. We can only do what is that is being a part of a bigger thing. We are part of that change towards a greater purpose, and I am so proud of my people."
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you're listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenary. We're now going to take a short break and listen to a very important public service announcement.
Every year, countless people succumb to the temptation to purchase exotic animals like hedgehogs, lizards, monkeys, even tigers and bears to keep as pets. But life in captivity is often a death sentence for these animals, who may suffer from malnutrition, an improper environment, and the stress of confinement. For more information on this issue, visit the BCSPCA website at www.spca.bc.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenary, professional futurist.
Welcome back. We are looking at the book, The Purpose Effect, Building Meaning in Yourself, Your Role, and Your Organization by Dan Pointyfract. Bass concludes the discussion with an expansive observation. The purpose of Fairphone goes far beyond being just a company. All of us at Fairphone are looking at the world in a different way. We can only do that as being part of a bigger thing. We are part of that change toward a greater purpose, and I'm so proud. After departing, it dawned on me that Bass's personal sense of purpose was being fulfilled at least partially through Fairphone. The personal values, attributes, interests, and priorities that are important to Bass are being met through Fairphone's organizational purpose and the role he serves at the company. He wants to learn and change the world, and he gets to do that at Fairphone. Furthermore, Bass has developed a culture and hired people at Fairphone that supports the intersection of three different types of purpose: personal, organizational, and role. He believes an organization's purpose is to serve society, and that includes its employees. Fairphone has dedicated its mission to carry this out in the form of making a more ethical mobile phone. Not only is Bass personally engaged and seemingly delighted to work in a role that permits him the opportunity to operate with a purpose of mindset, but he also an individual who is passionate, innovative, and committed to a meaningful and engaging workplace that serves all stakeholders. Could it be that Bass, Fairphone, and its employees are exhibiting the three principles of what I call the purpose effect? The opportunity for purpose. Since 1994, I have enjoyed the good fortune of working with people and teams in both corporate and academic settings. Throughout my career, whether working internally with thousands of peers, interviewing various leaders and employees across the globe, or consulting with organizations who seek counsel and guidance on their own internal culture and operating practices, I've noticed the convergence of a unique pattern. The purpose effect is a three-way relationship between an individual's personal sense of purpose in their life, the organizational's purpose, and a person's purpose in their role at work. When all three aspects of purpose are properly defined, all well aligned and function in partnership with one another, then the employee, the organization, the society mutually benefit. When they are not, it can lead to significant change in society and in the organization. The purpose effect is the pattern that I have exposed. If the organization exhibits a high degree of purpose in its mission and objectives, taking a stand to benefit society, there's a good possibility that employees will more easily demonstrate purpose in their roles at work, likely aiding and adding to their own personal sense of purpose in life as well. It is no coincidence that the organization, society, and the employee greatly benefit when this occurs. If an individual joins an organization that is in direct conflict with their personal sense of purpose, there's a strong likelihood they would develop a workplace mindset that is negative, ambivalent, and even melancholic. If the role an individual performs provides the opportunity to demonstrate purpose in alignment with both a personal sense of purpose and that of the organization, there's a very good chance of increased engagement, even of fulfillment. Think of it all as a three-legged bar stool. If one of the legs is broken or uneven, either an individual ends up crashing to the ground, or there is a perpetual wobble prompting a sense of uneasiness, of disequilibrium. Such a lack of balance in the workplace can result in personal disengagement, disbandment of a team, or, in the direst of instances, the end of the organization itself. Those who lack direction in these situations simply go through the motions, longing for the day when their opinions and ideas mattered. Helpless as senior leaders pursue an organizational purpose that has no meaning for them personally, any lack of alignment between the three categories of purpose, the barstool legs, can have devastating consequences at both an individual and collective level. The purpose effect requires balance, harmony, and ultimately alignment between a person's life, the organization where they're employed, and their role at work. When this alignment is present, there are strength and unity between these three categories. When such strength and unity are prevalent, the result is psychological and emotional employee commitment. That is when an employee feels part of something bigger at work and it aligns with their personal sense of purpose and they perform better. The organization also benefits. Deloitte reported the purpose-first types of organizations, and they reported that these organizations have 30% higher levels of innovation and 40% higher levels of retention of employees, and they tend to be first or second in their chosen market segments. Now, we're going to introduce briefly what exactly is the purpose effect, and we'll be filling out all this information in future shows. So as an introduction to what exactly the purpose effect is, the purpose effect chronicles my thesis and findings. This book draws on that research, interviews, and firsthand leadership experiences, establishing a potentially positive and reciprocal connection between three distinct categories of purpose. The first one being personal purpose, the second one being organizational purpose, and the third is role purpose. If all three categories of purpose can come to fruition, if there is a positive interconnection between the three distinct definitions of purpose, the benefits should be felt by employees, teams, the organization, customers, owners, and perhaps most importantly, society as a whole. These three things, personal purpose, organizational purpose, role purpose, are like three quarks within a hadron, and they work together to form a stable particle, which can interact with the world. Take away one of these, and the whole system falls apart. In future shows, we're going to be looking at filling out all of the details of this purpose effect, and so please stay tuned for future shows.
You have been listening to Future Talk on CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 cable FM in Burnaby, and Future Talk is a weekly show on important issues that affect you and your future. And this is Dr. Teneri, professional futurist, reminding you that if you're not willing to make the effort to invent your own future, then others will be only too happy to invent it for you. See you next week.
Listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. online at cjsf.ca. Broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Home of McFog the dog.